88.9 Shine FM is safe and fun for the whole family. And each Wednesday, I check in with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The Enneagram, looking at all the different learning styles. And we've finished up with the head styles, and now we're on to the body.
That's right. And so the first of the Enneagram types that are part of this body triad is the Challenger. So body types overall react with an instinct, a gut feeling. They connect with other people based on their physical sense of comfort, and they make sense of the world by sensing their body's reaction to what's happening. So types 8, 9, and 1s are the body or gut-centered Enneagram types. And today we're going to focus on type 8, the Challenger. Okay. 8s see themselves as strong and powerful and seek to stand up for what they believe in. The greatest fear of the type 8 is to be powerless, so they focus on controlling the environment. 8s are defined by their desire to be powerful and to avoid any vulnerability. They present as very confident, assertive, and decisive people. 8s can be argumentative and intimidating. It's important to them to stand up for what they believe in and to protect those who are weaker than themselves. So their deepest fear, 8s fear being vulnerable and powerless more than anything, and they cope with this fear by always trying to stay in control. Their core motivation is their desire to be independent and in control. They resist appearing or feeling weak and reject any authority that restricts them. So their passion is called lust, and their virtue is innocence. So really what you want to think about here is that the growth trajectory for type 8 is instead of seeking and getting as much control as they can, is to really lean into and practice vulnerability. So that's my growth tip number one, is learn that vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. Mm-hmm. And this requires you to get in touch with your emotions, to not see them as a weakness, but rather as an important part of your personality. And vulnerability also allows AIDS to connect more deeply with others and to grow into the best version of themselves. So again, vulnerability as strength. And this, of course, is often what brings AIDS into therapy, is that they're often very accomplished people, but they're really seeking and wanting more intimacy in their life. And connection and intimacy with others requires vulnerability.
Okay, some good info once again as we're almost wrapped up the Enneagrams. I think we have a couple more next week, right?
That's right.
Okay, we'll continue that discussion with Kimberly next week at this time. For now, EckertCenter.com is a great place to go, and we can find out a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, Kimberly?
That's right. So at EckertCenter.com, of course, you will read about our services, which include counseling. And we are in the busy season of completing what are called psychoeducational assessments. These are learning plans to figure out the best way to support students. And you can check that out again at EckertCenter.com. And then you can also click our resources button and then blog. And you will see the Designing Your Life series that Madison Stevenson is writing, that's continuing the dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset that was so well received by listeners. And finally, Jason Bosch is back. So a psychologist who began his career at Eckert Center has returned, and he specializes in relationship counseling and counseling with young adults, whether that's career assessments or supporting them to launch into the adult world.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. EckertCenter.com, a great place to check out. You can book your appointment there. North and South locations online as well. And Perhaps you'll be blessed with a free initial visit. Kimberly gives one of those away every week. To who this time?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 at 403-276-8888. Well, thanks once again, Kimberly. Hope you have a great day today. And I guess next week we'll wrap up the Enneagram.
Sounds great. Thank you.